Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you just joined us, I was remaining composed in the last segment, but I was reeling with rage under the surface because I see the news articles where what happens is you homeschool your children, but when you sign that form, which isn't a law, but you sign a form, quote, letting them know you're homeschooling, that's handed over to CPS for harassment. And this has been in the news, and but they say it's good. And then they drop by and try to trick their way into your house, saying that they want to see the learning environment, not even that they even got a message from a neighbor now, it's not even that, or have you had your vaccines and now it's flu shots. And right here in Austin, they get up on TV and lie and say it's the law to take shots. There is no law. They have giant things out at the park at Zilker where thousands of kids line up to get their shots. It's just all color of law. It's all frauds. It's giant fraud being practiced. When you let the CPS in, they're scanning. Most of them are abused as children. Most of them are CPS themselves. And, you know, this type of stuff happens. And again, in America, this is how we'll be ruled. We'll have secret police in the guise of social lady. It's already happening. It's the new Freedom Initiative from ages 4 to 18. Now they're saying in Illinois, everybody, pregnant women, and they come and they interrogate, and there's no law, no judge, no jury, no due process. It's already been going on what's in 6166. You know, with Patriot Act, Bush said, well, we've been doing this for years. They have. These family courts are just set up. They have no legal standing. They just declare their power. It's all color of law. And they come in your house looking for dirt to take your children. When did CPS come to visit when you were gone to work, sir, caller, here in Austin, Texas, Jesse? When did this happen?
I'm going to say about a month ago, Alex.
Describe what happened quickly, because I got a guest coming up. But describe what happened quickly.
I understand. I appreciate you holding me over. They showed up. There was a very small, minor discrepancy in which someone felt the need to put their business into our business and have CPS come out. And it was, they found...
Oh, one of your neighbors?
Right. They found nothing.
What does your neighbor claim?
My neighbor claims that the kids were left in the car for too long. And, it's one of those things, you get the kids loaded up, oops, forgot something, run back in the house. Get it together, run back out.
No, that's your secret police, America. They're just, they don't care if there's illegal aliens walking by their house, and they don't care if there's drug dealers, they don't care if the country's imploding and the president's a criminal, but hey, let's tattle on our neighbors, sure. Okay, so then they said, have they had their flu shots?
And then they come in, and like you said, they're scanning everything like robots, and this is all according to my wife, but she also said that they asked, are they up to date on all of their shots? And she replied, she laid it off on me, and that's fine. You know, she said, well, you know, Jesse's a little bit of a conspiracy theorist, and he does not want them to have their flu shots. And so she tried to be as diplomatic about
it as possible. Which is the absolute wrong thing to do.
I understand. Well, this is a new awakening for her. So as have been many events in the past few years. She just said, no, they are not up to date on their shots.
Yeah, you should say, hey, there's no law, lady. What are you doing here at my house with something that isn't a law, you piece of trash?
Hey, Alex, they better be damn happy that I was not there whenever they showed up at my door.
Listen, you don't answer the door. The best thing is give them nothing. The police got to have a warrant to get in your house. These people will try to push their way in. Let me tell you, they profile and they hire mental patients. Let me tell you, they hire somebody who was abused. Generally, it's multi-generational. Most CPS are foster children. Okay, most of them have been gang raped and on drugs, and they're mental patients or they're pedophiles, and that's statistically, criminology will tell you that, five times more likely to be pedophiles. And they're there to get a hold of kids, okay? They're the scum of the earth. They're the absolute, total scum of earth. I want you to...
FightCPS.com.
Yeah, FightCPS.com. Is that what you said?
Yes.
All right, I appreciate you, sir. You tell your wife she's woken up into the Matrix. Don't ever open the door, because statistically, there's no one more dangerous for children than these creeps.
It's
year. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We have Nobel Prize winner, former chief economist for the World Bank, joining us, Joseph Stiglitz, tomorrow. And we are one inch away from Kevin Tillman, Pat Tillman's brother, ladies and gentlemen. We are one inch away from having him here for you. We had Gore Vidal earlier this week, Aaron Russo. I tell you, Kevin is knocking him out of the park with his producing. Give credit where credit is due. We have Robert David Steele joining us. We have a link to the Wikipedia encyclopedia rundown on him. I don't know how accurate that is, but it meshes with other research I've done on him. And Robert David Steele is a former Marine Corps infantry and intelligence officer for 20 years and was the second-ranking civilian GS-14 in Marine Corps intelligence from 88 to 92. Steele is a former clandestine service case officer with the Central Intelligence Agency. He is the founder and CEO of OSS.net. We have a link to that on InfoWars.com if you forgot it. And as well as the Golden Candle Society. He founded that. Steele also was a member of the adjunct faculty of Marine Corps University in the mid-1990s. And he is one of the biggest, or the biggest reviewer for Amazon.com of nonfiction books, over 700 books. And there have been a lot of reports written since he decided to valiantly go public. We had Bill Christensen, who was a over the entire foreign threat analysis group of the CIA, in the top 10 at the CIA for many years on, saying he cried over it, he couldn't believe it took him 2 years of research. And unfortunately, all evidence points towards, quote, total inside job. That's the only, with the data he has in 2 years of research, It's the only one that fits. Sure, let it happen. We're involved a little. That fits, but not with all the other info. So it's horrifying. It's true. It's here. Robert David Steele has read a bunch of books on this subject. He's reviewed films. I'm going to send him Terror Storm. Hope he'll graciously review that. It's going to be on Amazon starting next week, and it's going to be in stores starting next week everywhere. But he joins us now, and I'm extremely honored to have him on with us. Thank you, sir.
Well, it's my pleasure, and as we were talking before, Amazon is really a very valuable place where people can read opinions that are almost as good as the books themselves. So you can search for the truth on Amazon.
Well, that's right. I mean, I catch myself some nights for an hour just on Amazon reading the reviews. Some of them are 10-page, you know, treatise, and it's and so much other, and then I found out about other books and other videos. It's great.
Well, they do have a 1,000-word limit, and I actually do count my words before I post it. But I try to write summative reviews, not just evaluative reviews. And I believe we're paying the price right now for our entire citizenry dropping out. We have let these guys just get away with murder for too long.
Now, you're a Republican. You're a highly respected conservative.
Well, I don't know if I'm highly respected and a conservative, but I'm certainly a moderate, middle-of-the-road Republican.
Well, I did several days of research on you. I mean, I know that you've been cited and quoted a lot by the Republicans. And I mean, I've been a Republican, you know, going back 15 years ago. I stopped being one about 8 years ago, 9 years ago. But, I mean, my point is you're not some liberal with an axe to grind.
No, as a matter of fact, it was the Tarpley book that took me to a new place, if you will.
I have said on air, and I've read them all, folks, that is the most sophisticated on basically what I the conclusions I had come to studying government-sponsored terror for 10 years and what I'd come to on 9/11. He put it all together in a way that I'd tried to articulate on air, but you really can't do in a radio format. He gets it.
I agree with you, and I think what I would say is that I'm still not convinced, and I was just looking at the review that I did on Amazon. I'm still not convinced enough to convict, but I am most certainly convinced enough to say the U.S. government did not properly investigate this, and there are more rocks to be turned over.
Well, I can read your quotes here. They're actually pretty powerful. You're saying you believe that there should be a criminal investigation, and that there is enough to go after these people, and that once that opened up, that we would find quite a bit. Can you go over your awakening, your research, when you started looking into 9/11 and kind of the rundown?
Well, my first impression was the impression that they wanted us all to have. But where it really started breaking down for me was when I read about the not only the 11 countries that had given us warning prior to 9/11, but the 9/11 Commission did not speak to the general in charge of the watch, of the National Intelligence Command Center. He avoided testimony. And then when I heard about the 100,000 from the Pakistani Intelligence Service to one of the hijackers right before 9/11, that really started a cascade of unexplained issues that Tarpley, I think, together with Crossing the Rubicon and several others, I've posted a list of books suitable for evaluating Dick Cheney. There's no question in my own mind but that Dick Cheney is the tar baby in this thing.
I agree. He is the nexus point, clearly with the PNAC documents, clearly 2 months before 9/11, taking the shoot-down powers for the first time in U.S. history away from the Pentagon, away from NORAD. You then have him in control that morning in the bunker saying the order still stands. It's 50 miles out. It's 30. It's 20. It's 10.
Right.
Of course, the order still stands. If you heard anything to the contrary. Then you get into the CIA drills, the lies claiming that they never heard of such a plan. Clearly, foreign intelligence was picking up Infopol 9 and Echelon feeds, picking up the back chatter. FBI that picked up the chatter tried to go bust, at least the patsies and the moles who were creating the legend and the story were being protected from the highest levels. Would you like to continue?
Well, I'm not sure I'm as far over as you are in the conspiracy theory. If I'm given a choice between incompetence and conspiracy with the U.S. government, I'll usually go with incompetence. But I am absolutely certain that WTC-7 was brought down with controlled demolitions. And that, as far as I'm concerned, means that this case has not been properly investigated.
And that was a spook hive.
Yeah, well, it was a government building. It was a federal government building, yes.
Would you call Defense Intelligence, FBI, CIA, the Army? I mean, it was a spook hive.
Well, there's no way that building could have come down without controlled demolitions.
And do you notice how they act suspicious and very secretive? Not one word in the 9/11 Commission about it. Five different reasons from FEMA and NIST for the collapse. Now they're saying they're having to look at explosions. I mean, clearly, why did they? Obviously, Al Qaeda couldn't sneak in there and plant bombs to bring it down with that perfect classical textbook job.
Well, I mean, you do have the whole issue of the security cameras being disengaged, the bomb sniffing dogs being removed, the family ties with Bush. You know, I mean, if you smell rotten fish, there's probably a rotten fish somewhere around.
Well, I mean, taking your skills, I mean, you were in the field with the Marine Corps. You did, you know, serious clandestine operations. I mean, you got a snout for smelling rotten fish. But, I mean, we're in a giant, you know, bucket of rotten fish here. I mean, it's hard to come away with a conclusion. You think I want to believe this? I don't want to believe this. I lose sleep.
Well, there I agree with you, and I frankly am stunned that I think the American public is just starting to wake up. But I have been stunned that the numerous discrepancies haven't made it onto CNN. Lou Dobbs is doing a very good job on broken government. In fact, I'm featuring a secessionist speaker from Vermont at my conference in January because I believe this is a republic and that the citizens can dissolve the government when it gets to a point of corruption and ineffectiveness so great as to warrant a new constitutional convention. I think our government is indeed broken.
Well, but from their view, it's not broken. We are seeing an imperium form of select global corporations that have bought off our government, and they're using dissolving us as not even an engine, but a fuel for an engine for global hegemon that I think we're later going to be basically broken up into the...
I think you're right. I take a very strong interest in what's called predatory immoral capitalism. And I would like to mention a book by Michael Lewis called Liar's Poker, which is basically an insider's look at how Wall Street gets into all of these investments early on, and then they leave the citizens holding the bag. And so, in my view, we have never had as much concentration of wealth among the fewest Americans in our history. And concentrated wealth is one of the things that leads to revolution.
Yeah, and the neocons will say, oh, you're against free market. This much of this has not been gained through free market. It's been gained through mafia triads working in unison to basically extract corporate welfare to fuel their expansion.
Well, one of the things, if you've read John Perkins' Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
Yes, we have and interviewed him, yes.
Yeah, and well, that's good. I don't think he worked for NSA, but I think there's enough meat to his story so that I buy 85% of it. And what I find really astonishing, and there's another book called The Global Class War. Basically, the American elite has conspired with other public elites. They've bribed other governments. And essentially, the American public is being ripped off at the same time that foreign publics are being ripped off.
Well, that's right. It's a mass looting. I mean, that's the CFR model.
Not only is it mass looting, but those foreigners blame us. I mean, they blame us, the people.
That's what I'm saying. We've been set up to take the fall later.
Yes.
Oh, you really? Oh, I tell you, you've got it. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, in fact, I see Rupert Murdoch overseas attacking America. Meanwhile, he puts out domestic propaganda to keep us in line till it's too late, and they're just setting us up. It's a big scam.
Well, one of the reasons I just published a book, and I got to say, there's a really fantastic congressman in Connecticut. Congressman Rob Simmons is a moderate Republican. He's running for his fourth term. He's on the Homeland Security Committee. And he has agreed to sponsor the Smart Nation Act. And what I really want to do is create a public intelligence network that is of, by, and for the people.
Yes, using, that's what it... Stay there. Stay
well,
there.
Just using only legal, ethical information. But I absolutely believe now that the collective intelligence of the American people is superior to any orchestrated...
Stay there. We got a break. Stay there, sir. We got a break.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-dictatorship? Did you know that the United Nations was founded by communist and Marxist members of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose goal is a socialistic one-world government? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop, because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Tell you, we've got him for the rest of the hour. We've got to get him back on as a routine guest, let him talk more about the book he just published. An amazing individual, a high-level Marine Corps intelligence, then with the CIA. And we're honored to have Robert David Steele. In fact, he's never heard of me. I've never talked to him. And here he is talking about this organic intelligence network, the people, and how that interfaces with the Internet and how we're able to track the information and be so effective without the political blinders that are put on. Please continue, sir, and then I want to get into 9/11.
Well, I believe in the common sense of the American people. I believe that the American people have been dormant for too long, and they need to take their country back, not only from illegal immigration, but from corrupt Congress members and from extremists in the White House. The middle road is the best road, and I am concerned that we won't do enough house cleaning in this November election, and we're going to waste two more we're going to waste two more years. I will tell you, some of the experts that I've talked to and listened to basically say it's going to take 25 years to undo the damage that George Bush and Dick Cheney have done to this country. We have lost our moral standing in the world. We have lost more dead in the battlefields of Afghanistan and Iraq than were murdered on 9/11. And we have the bonus of 65,000 amputees whose lives have been ruined. And a $2 trillion future debt for this war.
And they've salted the earth with DU, and Bush has signed H.R. 6166 that I've read, and the scholars agree, does affect citizens. He's buying billions in fake news and paying off reporters. I think they're going for broke. I mean, using your intelligence analyst skills, I mean, everything I see shows they're going for broke. I mean, even Bob Woodward says he may be going for dictatorship. They could start a war with Iran. They could stage more terror attacks. I mean, what do you think the probability of that is?
I am very concerned. And there's actually a book out called The End Game, in which a General McInerney and another officer basically lay out the neocon plan. And you can find that book on Amazon. I don't particularly recommend buying it. But it is a very, very serious agenda for basically after Iraq, Iran, Syria, Egypt, Jordan. These guys are looking at nothing less than nuking them back into the Stone Age and keeping the oil. That's just nuts.
But the real target in all of this is also the West. During this psychological clash, like in 1984, but in the real world, Oceania, you know, being knocked back into the Stone Age liberty-wise.
I find it troubling. Iraq is never going to be a democracy like ours. And if they had a vote tomorrow, they would vote for a theocracy.
But the neocons said they never intended that. They just told the public that they meant to break it in three parts and basically go into each country and break it down and make sure they never develop.
Well, I don't know what they were thinking, but I will tell you that the same week that Cheney was meeting secretly with Exxon and Enron, Wired magazine published a very intelligent cover story on alternative energies and the price points at which they become affordable. Well, they all just became affordable.
Absolutely. So what do you see happening in the next 2 years?
I'm very troubled. I mean, I'm really worried. This is a wonderful country. You fly across this country and you see so much wide open space and stuff, but you know, I have on my website, OSS.net, I have the 10 threats. I have a public daily brief, and the 10 threats identified by the United Nations, which our federal government ignores, all but 8 and 9, proliferation and terrorism. And then there are 12 policies, and one of those policies is water. This country is running out of water. There are going to be water wars all over the world. We and the Comptroller General, who's a very serious man, David Walker, he's appointed for a 15-year position. He's been telling Congress over and over and over in the harshest possible terms that we're not budgeting for the future.
Well, I mean, sir, I look at LCRA here in Central Texas. They're grabbing up all the water to shut it off to artificially jack up prices.
Well, that shouldn't be allowed either, but I will tell you that we should be paying, and this may shock you, we should be paying as much for water as we're paying for gas now. It's just crazy. I mean, you know, an aquifer, once it runs out of water and salt water comes in, is gone for 10,000 years. We should be building, it costs $100 million to build water desalination plants. We should be putting two into California, two into Texas, two into Florida, and we should be pumping fresh distilled seawater converted into plain water back into the aquifers.
Yeah, no one's planning for the future. You're right. Stay there. Let's get back into 9/11 on the other side with our guest, an amazing individual, Robert Steele.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I really wish I could just power my place with solar. That's what I was saying to myself over and over again for years, until I found out about Ken Solar. Ken has been working with solar power for over a decade and has designed systems for people all over the world. He's put together customized alternative energy packages for everything from powering the local supermarket all the way down to portable solar power generators. On-grid, off-grid, big systems, or tiny systems, Ken has the proven experience to design a tailored alternative energy system that's just right for you and your budget. He'll also show you how a system can pay for itself in the first month. So if you're looking for solar, check out Ken Solar. Tell Ken you heard about him on GCN, and he'll give you an additional 10% off your order. Just point your browser at kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Before this hour ends, we'll take a few calls for Mr. Steele, former Marine Corps intelligence officer, former CIA intelligence officer.
The ring of fire.
He's one of the biggest fiction, nonfiction reviewer on Amazon.com. And he's reviewed a bunch of 9/11 books and videos. Listen to this. 9/11 Synthetic Terror, Made in the USA, third edition. And he says, among hundreds of books, the strongest approach to truth. It is with great sadness that I conclude that this book is the strongest of the 770-plus books I have reviewed here at Amazon. Almost all nonfiction. I am forced to conclude that 9/11 was at minimum allowed to happen as a pretext for war. See my review of James Bamford's Pretext for War, and I am forced to conclude that there is sufficient evidence to indict, not necessarily convict, Dick Cheney, Karl Rove, and others of the neoconservative, neo-Nazi coup d'etat and kick off the clash of civilizations. See my review of Crossing the Rubicon, as well as The State of Denial. Most fascinatingly, the author, like Samuel Huntington, author of Clash of Civilizations with Leo Strauss, the connecting rod between the Nazi fascists and the neocons. This is, without question, the most important modern reference of state-sponsored terrorism, and also the reference that most pointedly suggests that select rogue elements within the U.S. government, most likely led by Dick Cheney, with the assistance of George Tenet, Buzzy Krongard, and others, close to the Wall Street gangs, are the most guilty of state-sponsored terrorism. The author draws on historical examples of the U.S. fabrication of events, the bombing of the USS Maine and Havana Harbor, and many others, Jim Bamford's politicization of Northwoods. It is an undeniable fact that the U.S. government has been willing to kill its own citizens and fabricate attacks as part of moving the public. Okay, let me, before we go back to our guest, while he's on hold there, please.
I'm here.
Okay, good. Please go to InfoWars.com. That was a hint to the folks running the show. Please go to InfoWars.com and please get Webster Tarpley's third edition that we have right now of Synthetic Terror. It's been out for 2 years. It's in its third edition. It's been beefed up. And it's an excellent, excellent book. And it goes through how they orchestrate it, how they do it, how they control it, how really from all the evidence, how they did 9/11. You need to have 9/11 Synthetic Terror made in the USA by Webster Tarpley. We sell it at InfoWars.com, the secure online video and bookstore. You get a great book to be a true expert on 9/11. You support Webster. You support this show. And while you're at it, get Aaron Russo's new America, Freedom to Fascism, just out on DVD, and my new film, Terror Storm, covers much of what is in Webster's book. Webster and I have the same approach organically. I don't think either one of us is cueing off the other. Again, I'm the fella who told you about 9/11 was about to happen 2 months before it happened, made the first 9/11 film, wrote the first 9/11 book, and I'm here telling you Terror Storm is the definitive video on government-sponsored terror, and Webster Tarpley Synthetic Terror is the definitive book. I concur, and I said that long before he did the review on air when we've had Webster on, telling you this is the book. This is the book. You need to get it at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. So get America Freedom to Fascism. Get Terror Storm. Get Synthetic Terror. Get that book and those two videos right now. This is so important at InfoWars.com. When you get Freedom from Fascism for $19.95, guess how much Terror Storm is for a limited time? $9.95. It's almost 2 hours long with 68 minutes of extras. It's a powerful film. Get Terror Storm. Going back to our guest, back to Mr. Steele, Robert Steele, let's get more into 9/11, more into your review, more of what you think the big smoking guns. I mean, that's pretty strong language, and of you to say, you know, you think we can have an indictment, and I agree. Please continue. And from your research on 9/11, reading all the big books on it, looking at Tarpley's work, if it is an inside job, which the evidence points towards, then how do they do it?
Let me move you away from 9/11 and simply look at impeachment. I've reviewed several books on impeachment, and it's now a documented fact. And in fact, Al Gore was talked out of contesting the Florida election. But it's a documented fact that Rove stole the Florida election with the connivance of Jeb Bush, disenfranchising 35,000 or more people of color. That's a fact. That election was stolen. And they did it again in 2004 in Ohio with 12 districts. Again, Rove working through the Secretary of State in Ohio. Stole the election. And it's just unbelievable to me that then we would have an elective war in Iraq based on a web of lies. General Zinni, myself, several others spoke out and said this is nonsense, and we were called traitors. Dissent is treason under this administration. And then you have Katrina, which was an inexcusable bumbling that alone demonstrates this government is incompetent.
You see, I disagree with you. Reading P2OG, reading the Israeli plan of 83, where they said break Iraq in three parts, sectarian war, good weapon sales, cut off the oil, jack up prices. Maybe you'll elaborate, and maybe I don't disagree, but I look at Katrina, FEMA jammed communications, cut police lines, police had to aim guns at them to stop sabotaging communication, blocking the Coast Guard coming in, blocking the police and local firemen and others coming in, blocking Walmart. They wanted that to be as bad as possible. Then it doesn't matter if they take a hit and look bad in the press. Then they get to have an even bigger disaster, hundreds of billions in no-bid contracts to Halliburton and others. Then FEMA goes, oh, see, we need more power.
Mm-hmm.
I see it as another problem-reaction-solution, just like Iraq.
Well, let me tell you what brings this home to us. What brings this home to us is the explosion in suicide bombings. There's a wonderful book called Dying to Win by Professor Pate from the University of Chicago. Suicide, the willingness to commit suicide, changes everything because it is the ultimate asymmetric factor. What this means is that a suicide bomber is coming to a shopping mall near you or to an elementary school. And unfortunately, we have our own homegrown terrorists. And we have our own, there's another book called Random Actors, where people just go postal. So I am very, very concerned that the entire world is becoming very, very unstable. And I'm not sure that these elites really understand that 10 years from today, there's not going to be any gated community where they can hide. They're going to have to do a Ken Lay and die before their estate can be contested.
Oh, that was real suspicious.
I'm just blown away.
Yeah,
I mean, and because he didn't have a chance to appeal, his heirs are allowed to keep his ill-gotten means. That's just wrong. His ill-gotten gains.
Yeah, it's amazing. No, certainly in the P2OG plan, they say they're going to stimulate terrorist attacks. They're going to go out and kill people's families. Actually says this, Pentagon plan, $6 billion program every year in Iraq, the Middle East. They're going to go stimulate and create terrorists in the name of, quote, widening the war, being able to, quote, go in and get them. So certainly they are general. I mean, I see it this way. You've got real terrorism, normally not spectacular, a woman going crazy with a knife on a bus, stabbing 14 people, a person blowing themselves up. You do have that real warfare going on, desperation. Then you've got the provocateur actions that I see as the lion's share from history. Then you've got pure state-sponsored events like 9/11. What's your take on that statement?
Well, believe it or not, I believe in nonviolence, and I believe that Gandhi had it right. I also believe in the truth eventually being discovered. I personally think America needs two truth and reconciliation commissions, one for all the bad things we've done to the rest of the world and one for all the bad things we've done to our own public, our poor, our working poor. Working poor is an oxymoron. It shouldn't be. But there's a book by that name. I mean, we're basically screwing the middle class and we're screwing the earnest blue-collar workers in this country.
Well, let me bring this up to you. If you look at the top list, and I've seen this myself over and over, and I was listening to Derry Brownfield today, and he had a guest on talking about it, and you go to UT to try to hire the top 25 engineering staff. Three of them are American. The rest are all from India and China.
Yeah.
Okay. You go to Georgetown, again, maybe one
right.
is American. You go to MIT, maybe 10 are American, and then hundreds aren't. And then they all go back to their countries with the technology. They all go back with what our forefathers and our incredible genius built. Now, we were the place where all the inventions came from, everything. And now we have literally, and I know there's a big group that's intelligent and informed still, but the average American literally has been turned into some type of low-level animal who just feeds their bestial.
Well, that's exactly right, because we still have a school system that is not only created to manufacture factory workers, but it's funded based on real estate taxes, which means a lot of people don't get an even break. Now,
but see, you just said it. But see, that's by design. It's by design they've dumbed them down. I've got the Department of Education documents going back to the 60s and through the 80s. I've interviewed the number two at Department of Education. They openly said they were there to dumb people down. But then Katrina isn't on purpose. That is the response. It is on purpose. I mean, all the evidence shows this is coordinated. Why do they want to destroy America that was such an engine of their dominance?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what I believe is the solution. I believe the solution is a public intelligence network. I think Larry Brilliant at Google is one of the most important people on the planet because of what he can do. Jimbo Wales from Wikipedia has just put out word that he's willing to spend $100 million to free key information from copyright. You have Brewster Kahle with the Internet Archives, and he's digitizing books all over the world. I believe that if we can create an open source agency such as Congressman Simmons is planning to introduce, that within 5 years we can cut the secret intelligence budget in half, even by two-thirds, from $60 billion down to $20
billion. Okay, well, sir, now you're an intelligence expert, highest levels of the Marine Corps and CIA. Average people aren't going to get this. Again, I organically have come upon this, the fact that there are hundreds of thousands of researchers vetting each other's info, scanning everything, doing research, using the NSA-type technology of the search engine drivers to go out and collate as analysts just because in a hobby they're able to do this and then vet each other's info and blow away disinfo. So I understand what you're saying, and I'm not claiming I'm some big smart guy, but for the general public, explain what you're talking about.
Well, first off, let me give you the bad news. Your government is spending $60 billion a year for the 5% of the information they can steal. They're spending less than $600 million a year on what's called open source information in multiple languages.
Yeah, they'll pay for millions to find out something that was in a news article a year before.
No, they'll pay billions to have a Lockheed Martin build a secret satellite that can't see into city streets or under jungle canopy. What the point I want to make here is that we are spending way too much money on spies and secrecy, and not nearly enough money on education and diplomacy.
And if we just have consultants, I mean, that's what real companies do. They just have people that go around finding out. I had a guest in here a few weeks ago working for big companies that just track things for the stock market and different derivatives, and they've just got people all over the world going and talking to average folks. I mean, that they're getting on-the-ground intelligence.
Yes, and in fact, it's been proven that on-the-ground intelligence is better than what you can get from satellites, and there's just no substitute for human beings. Now, what the secret world doesn't want you to know is that public intelligence is 100 times better than secret intelligence at a tiny fraction of the price.
Well, I mean, what is the power of Google? Obviously, the best search engine. I mean, I can find out so much cross-reference. I mean, that really is NSA-type power, and these guys don't even have that many analysts from what I've seen even using that. It's in fact, they spend most of their time trying to use the apparatus of intelligence to cover up their own corporate crimes.
Well, Google has some growing up to do. I really admire Google, and I think one of these days it will eat Amazon, and that'll be a good thing, because the next big thing in information
is going to be fusion.
Is synthetic information. That breaks the copyright chains. So a Google can give you an answer that is synthetically derived from millions of pages that they own free and clear.
Which is new, yeah.
Yes, it is new. And then if you want, you can pay for the footnotes with microcash,
That's what millions of Americans who are news junkies are now doing. They go out and grab. I mean, I write articles that are 50 links. Every sentence is a link documenting what we said, and it's everybody else's information, but we're just collecting it and collating it.
Well, the world brain is coming into effect. I think we're in about the fourth grade. The day is going to come when you can go to your computer and type in your zip code, select your issues that matter to you, education, water, health, whatever, and then print out a stoplight chart for who to vote for.
Now, I saw Google reporting on 5 years how they're going to have that. The problem is Google also says that they're going to use microphones with NSA keyword listening to sell you advertising packages or to sell it to others. That's total surveillance. And they're also saying that they're going to tell you who the good politician is, but I don't necessarily believe the coalition that they're going to do, claiming a politician's either pro-gun or anti-gun.
Well, I think there will be cross-checking. I agree with Eric Schmidt when and Larry Page when they say that the answer to bad information is more information. I think Google has made a very important strategic mistake in dealing with the secret elements of the U.S. government. That is a huge mistake, and I'm hoping they'll work their way out of it and basically cut that relationship off.
Please continue.
Well, Google was a little hypocritical when they were refusing to honor a Department of Justice request for information because they were heavily in bed with the Central Intelligence Agency, the Office of Research and Development, my old friend Rick Steinheiser. Now, I think Google has to be purer than Caesar's wife. And I have no problem with their accepting some censorship from China and other places as the price of entry. But I do have a problem with their having a secret relationship with the Central Intelligence Agency.
Well, obviously they're getting a lot of their technology from NSA backbone type systems.
No, don't believe that. Don't believe that at all. I'll tell you why. My friend Steve Arnold has written a wonderful book. It costs $200. It's called The Google Legacy. It's the best book on Google. And the bottom line is what Google has done is invented the low-cost supercomputer. They have gotten their data centers to the point where they can install an entire data center in 72 hours. It's plug and play. They've eliminated the configuration management and the backup issues. And their price for a rack is one-third of what IBM or Dell or anyone else would charge.
No, I understand. In fact, we even know where those data centers are now.
Oh, good for you.
Well, no, I mean, I'm finding it interesting that, I mean, you're right, everybody else is paying. That's what my IT guy has discovered, is that everybody else is paying two-thirds more than Google is.
That's right.
And we're trying to keep that out of a popular understanding. But the point I'm trying to get at here is I've had Google censor us, and they claim that it's an accident. They censor our news. They claim we're a news affiliate, but they censor it. We've caught them deleting our page views, our views for TerrorStorm, for instance, because they want it out of the top 100. They keep claiming it's an accident. So they are being evil. They have started censoring.
That's very interesting, because Larry Page, I actually know him. We go to a hackers conference together, and I respect him. And one of the things he said is, do no harm. So if Google is, in fact, starting to do harm, I think it's important that that be documented and publicized.
Well, we've been trying to do that, and they admit, oh, we're accidentally erasing your views, but nobody else's. We'll be right back, sir.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
More on corruption. We're going to take a few calls for our guest. He's agreed to stay with us into the second segment. With Webster Tarpley in the next hour. He is Robert David Steele. And you can go to Infowars.com and link through his bios, the book he just published, and some of the 770 books he's reviewed, the nonfiction he's reviewed. Former Marine Corps intelligence, then with the CIA, doing field cases, and that's the stuff that matters. We're honored to have him with us today. Just briefly before we talk to Patrick in Michigan and a few others, back to Google and the CIA. I knew they were involved with them. I knew they'd moved into some old NASA offices and were interfacing and doing a lot of really creepy stuff, and that's when we saw some of the changes start to begin. Also, we'll have a story that, say, a million people have read, and every other search engine has it posted, but Google won't have ours posted, but they'll have some little bitty blogs posted because their filter missed it. And we know Google is filtering us out, and they're doing it to other people now, kind of like you can't link through now, or a lot of the audio won't play on MySpace, won't play YouTube or Google videos. And I noticed this weeks before, it was in the New York Post with Rupert Murdoch fighting with Google and YouTube, now the same thing, saying you can't play your videos. So we know there's a lot of, it's like Yahoo won't allow a YouTube instant message URL to be sent through. I mean, we know this stuff's going on, sir. I've caught them red-handed doing it to a bunch of people. Can you comment on their CIA connection?
No, the only thing I know is that they do have one.
And that is through who again?
That is through the Office of Research and Development.
And then that ties off into DARPA, doesn't it?
Well, it's the CIA's equivalent of DARPA. Now, DARPA's doing some very good things. Strong Angel 3 is a free open source software package that can be shared with state and local governments and with non-governmental organizations. And where I think we're going, and don't misunderstand me, I think Google is one of the greatest things since sliced bread. Google, the Googleplex, combined with software? The Googleplex plus Strong Angel plus there's now an open source software for language translation. Let me see if I can find it here.
Babelfish.
No.
That's the old one.
No.
That's not open source.
Here we go. It's Telelanguage.
Telelanguage
is a really fine company, and it allows you to basically, if you have an employee that speaks a language, they can be logged on. And if anyone in your organization needs that language, they can pinch hit. And if they're too busy or if it's not appropriate, it can default to a commercial translator in India or Indonesia or someplace else.
Sure. So let me just stop you right there. Let's fast forward, though, 10 years. Technology now doubling every two, then it'll be every year, then every month, then every hour, then every second. I mean, this is exponential growth, and you talk about Bill Joy and others saying why the future doesn't need us. I'm sure you're aware of that, the post-humanist. I also see this as growing so fast it's going to knock out whole industries. It's going to it threatens the elite. They're now trying to move to block it, but as you said, genie's out of the bottle. I almost see this like a type of nanotech in the cyber zone with the RFID now tracking real-world items. It's almost like the gray goo.
Well, let me give you a few groups here. First off, I think the machine of choice is going to be the handheld cell phone connected to seeing glasses. So like a glasses that you wear. I've worn them. They're absolutely amazing. It looks just like your PCs on your desk. I am a real believer in Alvin Toffler's Revolutionary Wealth, his latest book. I'm a real believer in C.K. Prahalad, who's written The Fortune at the Bottom of the Pyramid. I am absolutely persuaded that we can, it's a term I use, information peacekeeping. I'm absolutely persuaded that we can use information in order to basically establish belief systems that lead to both wealth and peace. And we also, frankly, have to root out evil belief systems. And that
well, stay there. We got a break again. Hard break, sir. Stay with us. Your call's tarply coming up.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.